welcome to the Good People, Good Marketing Podcast, a podcast about digital marketing and how to make it better so that good people and good organizations can have good marketing as well. I'm your host, Adam Walker, co-founder of Sideways 8, a digital marketing agency, and 48 and 48, a nonprofit dedicated to hosting events that build 48 websites for 48 nonprofits in 48 hours. My guest today is my friend Raj Chowdhury. Raj manages the team at Brightwave, a leading email marketing agency that elevates ECRM and cross-channel programs. Raj brings to the table over 20 years of entrepreneurial experience with first co-founding Spun Logic in 1998, which went on to be sold and become one of the largest privately held agencies in Atlanta. Then they were acquired again by a Publicist Group in 2013 to become Moxie, which was the largest digital agency in the entire Southeast. Additionally, Raj participates as a board member and advisor on a number of nonprofit groups, including Everybody Wins, Atlanta, and the Atlanta Beltline Partnership. Raj, it's really a pleasure to have you on the podcast. I'm excited to chat with you.
Great to be here, Adam.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. It's always good to spend time with you, and always appreciate the insights you have. And now I can capture those insights, and we can share them with a larger group of people. So this should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's dive on in, man. So related to digital marketing, can you tell me something that you're seeing that's working well?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm perhaps biased being on the email side these days, but certainly email is working extremely well. But that's not to say that, from a channel perspective, that's the only channel. You know, so from my perspective, from a digital marketing perspective, and if you go broader, what works really well in overall marketing is basically a holistic approach into kind of a multi-channel approach, right? So where we can see, you know, one channel helping another channel and seeing, you know, lift across or performance across and so forth. As it relates to the world that I live in today with Brightwave, it's very focused on, utilizing the data if you will, and using that to create relevance and create targeting and creating the right kind of messaging techniques. In my world right now, email is probably one of the largest ROI drivers for that, because you really do know everything you've already collected about the customer. The customer is actually wanting to engage with you, and we have enough data today to actually be meaningful to our customers, as opposed to our right. brand kind of just blasting out aspects out there. I still, even if I deal with a single channel, I always take a multi-channel approach, because, I know historically, when you deal with marketing, you have to look at it from a broader picture. You can't look at it from a single channel or a single tactic as a whole. If you do, you're really leaving a lot on the table. As I said, the other aspect of things is that what's working well specifically in the digital world is our ability to create content at scale, right? Adam, I think you and I are old enough to know that, digital marketing has evolved greatly, and our ability to actually create and automate content at a high scale has become even more efficient, right? And that really brings relevancy back into the end customer. At the end of the day, we only want to put something in front of our clients, in front of our prospects, right. in front of Absolutely. Our brand right. advocates, whatever it may be, that's going to be timely and relevant, right? Everything else is noise, right? And unfortunately, you got channels like, display that,
right.
Although there's a lot of good targeting with ad units, those have become, by and large ineffective, right? Because oftentimes it's hard to tie in, the relevant type of content to the end person who's seeing that. Now there's good targeting, you can get much more granular these days, but, the technology that exists today has really allowed us to basically create a lot of unique content in a fairly efficient way, whereas before it was extremely labor intensive to actually create good creative, good content out there. So, I think that's working really well. Brands and nonprofits and so forth are actually taking content and content matrices and strategies seriously as part of their overall digital marketing efforts will actually yield very, very good results.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Yeah, creating content at scale, good content in an efficient way. That's really, really good. Okay, so next question then, related to digital marketing, can you tell me what's not working well that we can learn from?
Sure. I kind of mentioned display is not working very well these days. And that's just really because our behavior as kind of digital nomads, if you will, has created an ability for us to tune that out, right? That doesn't say that display shouldn't still happen, right? I think display is still an important aspect of our overall digital advertising and marketing campaign, right? Because it still creates, some level of brand advocacy and so forth. But by and large, there's a lot of, channels that were working and that we spend a lot of time on that are not working. As an example, Facebook, organic content is no longer working, right? And we've known this for a couple of years now. Yet you still see a lot of people spending a lot of money and time on that. Facebook, to the extent, is really a pay-to-play type environment, right? And the content creation around that still matters, 100%, right? But organically thinking that many followers are gonna somehow get you lifted up in the feed is unrealistic anymore. So those are not working. I would say, if it was a mainstream aspect a while ago, stop following it, right? There's unique aspects. The fantastic thing about digital in general is that there's always something new that's being created or some new method of getting to our end customers, if you will, right? And whatever those purposes may be, maybe it's acquisition, maybe it's retention, maybe it's, brand advocacy or storytelling or whatever it is. So there's always new things. So don't follow the crowd and instead look for those kind of unique opportunities. I'd say the other aspect is that, the digital allows us really a very unique environment to operate within, which is that we can stand up campaigns and we can test out different new technologies and different new channels in a fairly cheap manner, right? And so, our ability to test and be okay with testing and be okay with the failures is one of the biggest advantages we have as digital marketers, right? And oftentimes, it's surprising how many brands don't take advantage of that, right? It's a low-cost entry way to get in and test something and prove it out. And guess what? All the numbers are there for you to prove ROI. Don't underestimate trying to find the white space where no one else is trying something or trying new stuff. There's no downside. There's the downside of certainly, time and effort, but it's much less than other types of larger marketing initiatives you can do, whether it's, physical marketing or, print and advertising, TV and so forth.
Yeah, you can tell, right? I mean, if a giant billboard campaign fails miserably, you've invested a whole lot of money, time, and effort into it. But if a digital campaign fails, I mean, you can try something and fail within a few days and move on to the next thing, having spent virtually no money at all and very little time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd say one other aspect about digital marketing is that I do think oftentimes what hasn't worked well is when you just, you go after the shiny object just from a tactical standpoint, right? Oftentimes, we think about, tactics within search or tactics within email or tactics within Facebook or Twitter or, Instagram or whatever, right? But you have to always bring it back to the fundamentals of marketing, right? And the fundamentals are basically storytelling, right? Relevance and brand positioning, right? Oftentimes it's surprising how much, how many times I see campaigns that are not really leveraging on the branding positioning of an organization, right? When that should be the forefront thought in the overall strategy, and the tactic is basically within how you're using the channel to basically emphasize an overall marketing position. So always take a step back and think about the fundamentals of marketing. What are they? They don't change between digital and traditional and direct and PR and so forth. It starts with basically a strong brand, a strong positioning, and the story you're trying to tell within that that's relevant and makes sense to the end customer you're trying to get to.
Love that. Okay. So then last question related to digital marketing. Tell me something you're excited about.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, I'm obviously a big follower of, you know, technology, right? How technology is really changing our world. You know, my fundamentals and how I think about it is that the data is the core, right? And the value we drive is the decisioning we can make. And then the delivery, whether it's, you know, email or search or website or, you know, Facebook or whatever, is just the delivery method that's really become a commodity, if you will.
Right.
Right. So what I'm truly excited about is the, you know, the amount of products and tools out there that are allowing us to basically micro segment, micro target, and also create scale and content for that. Right. And I'd almost challenge our entire industry in saying that, you know, we've been too complacent in standard metrics, right? So oftentimes, I'm sure you have this, Adam, as well. Like, you know, what is the average click-through rate that I should be looking at, right? What is the average open rate I should be looking at? What is the average, you know, conversion rate I should be looking at that, right? And we measure ourselves against these standards, which are frankly old standards, right? One of my colleagues recently had a great saying. He said, you know, we're super excited when we have a 30 or 40% open rate on an email campaign, as an example, right? And it's like, that's fantastic. Like, you'd be jazzed if you had that, right? But it's the fundamental question is that if we're seeing a 30 to 40% open rate, that means 60 to 70% of people we're sending this to don't care, right? Should we not be caring about that? You know, and
yeah, that's true. I mean, if they were truly engaged, why isn't it 90%, 80%?
Exactly. Right. And so somehow, you know, in the mixture of, you know, these kind of stats, and we have so much analytics available to us, we've gone away from understanding, you know, he's right. Like, absolutely. We should be striving. What happened to that 70%? And you know what? We have the ability to basically, you know, micro target to the individual. We have the ability to know when someone's actually going to find a piece of content, an offer, or something meaningful at the right time. But yet, we still have a blast mentality, right, out there. And as an industry, you know, we still have to challenge. Then I go back to fundamentals in marketing, like old school marketing. Those are the fundamentals, you know. For me, that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the amount of data and the amount of decisioning ability with products that are pushing through, you know, AI engines, machine learning, and so forth, to allow us to micro-segment that data and actually find, you know, the right kind of audience who are actually going to be receptive to the right type of content, so we can have numbers that are meaningful instead of wasting dollars or, you know, filling our inboxes with a bunch of crap, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Wow. I love the idea of micro targeting over blast mentality. That's the note that I took there. And I think that's really, really smart. Well, Raj, let me see if I can recap our conversation here and give a little summary, and then you can tell me if you have anything to add to it. So related to digital marketing, for what has worked well, you said, obviously, email is working well. It's what you do. So I was very much expecting that response. But more specifically, a multi-channel approach is still working well. So it can't be only email. It's got to be email and something else. But email is a huge ROI driver. Also, you mentioned having to look at marketing from a broader picture. So we can't get pigeonholed into one type of tool or one type of service or one type of thing. We have to look at it from a broader picture. And then lastly, creating content at scale to create great content in an efficient manner, because we're able to create content that's higher quality more quickly than we've ever been able to before, and for really a more demanding audience than ever before as well. For number two, what related to digital marketing, what's not working well that we can learn from? You said, you know, display ads, because our behavior tends to be to tune them out, which I totally agree with. Facebook is a pay-to-play environment. So just getting a big following on Facebook isn't really doing any good, because you really got to boost posts or do all kinds of other advertising to pay for in order to really make that work. And, you know, you mentioned this as well, which I thought was really great. You said, don't follow the digital marketing crowd. So if everyone was recently doing it, that probably is not the thing to be doing at this moment. There's probably something else beyond that that we can be doing and looking at. And so I think we've got to kind of keep our eyes on the horizon and determine what is coming down the pipeline at us that we can look at and we can jump onto to try to get ahead of that crowd. And you said, you know, obviously don't get caught up on the shiny objects. With digital marketers, it's really easy to get caught up in the newest technology, the newest tools, but don't get caught up on the shiny objects. And then last, for number three, related to digital marketing, what are you excited about? He said, you know, technology that's changing our world, and in particular, products and tools that micro-target and create scale and content for those micro-targeted and those micro-groups. And so, you know, you mentioned don't measure yourself against old standards. So like a click-through rate, what does that even really mean if it's just a click-through rate of everyone versus a click-through rate of your particular micro-target? And so micro-targeting over a blast mentality is what's really important there. So did I miss anything from that recap?
No, I think you did a fantastic job with the recap. Absolutely. You know, perhaps I'd add one element to your first question.
Right.
Obviously I'm going to talk about email, but I'd be hard pressed for you to find another channel that has a higher ROI. Right. And I'll give you my take on why I think that is, right? I think the reason for that is that that's the channel where you're closest to the data, right? Mm-hmm. Literally closest to the data. You know exactly who they are. You know their transactional behaviors. You know when they like to hear from you and when they don't want to hear from you.
Right.
You know, you have every single piece of data, and you can augment that data with other channels as well to giving you even higher insights, and also use that insight to influence other channels as well.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And oftentimes, we think about it too singular as a single channel. That's why I go back to, like, it works well when you bring all channels together and think about an overall channel, you know, if you will, an orchestration, right, architecture.
Right. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And I totally agree. I think email provides a lot more data than people even realize. There's just so much.
Yeah. You know, there's a kind of maybe a joke in my industry, right? Is that you can just blast out email and it works, right? In other words, you can be shitty at what you do in email and it still works.
Yeah, right? That's true. That's
true. And unfortunately,
they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's the issue with email, is that because it's so easy and because it still performs, there's a lot of crappy email out there.
Yeah, that's right? True. That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, we strive certainly to kind of refine that down to really what's meaningful to the customer, not what's meaningful to the brand.
Wow, that's great. Raj, man, this has been really, really helpful, really informative. I really appreciate your insights and would love to have you back on another time.
Great. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks for listening to the Good People, Good Marketing podcast. To get more resources about digital marketing, make sure to go to goodpeoplegoodmarketing.com, where you can find more podcasts, blogs, and other fun resources. Also, if you want to find me, your host, you can find me on Twitter at AJWalker and on my blog at adamjwalker.com, where I blog about leadership, productivity, habit building, and the craziness of having five kids. Thanks, and tune in next time.